I'm really enthusiastic to introduce our next two speakers. Ken Colbreth is the head of the Office of Emergency Management and School Safety being developed by Region 4, which includes, among other districts, Houston ISD. And he is joined by Ellen Spaulding, who, of course, is a partner at the law firm of, I can't find it, but it's Lamp Langlois. Spaulding Nichols Lamp Langlois. And she, of course, counseled the Santa Fe Independent School District through their school shooting in 2018. So these two are going to do the work of a three-person panel on the fly. They're going to pivot and give us that information since the third person is sick and could not join them. Join me in welcoming Ken and Ellen.
Thank you, Gianna. You are running an amazing program today. Thank you so much. It's been such a great conference. And we are your fourth presentation today on the same topic. So obviously this was important to the planners. But Danny, thank you for your excellent presentation. I learned a lot and incorporated it in my speech. And Chief Scott, I don't know if you're still in the room, but if you are, that was a really incredible presentation. Thank you so much for all your work and the work of the TEA and your team. So I am Ellen Spaulding, and I am presenting today with Ken Colbreth. I will allow him to introduce himself in a second after I throw some shade at our fellow presenters who are not here. You may be confused. If you looked at the program early, you noticed you were lucky enough to be able to see Kobe Wilbanks, the general counsel at Fort Bend ISD, presenting a few weeks ago after he wrote the majority of the paper. So thank you, Kobe. He developed an unavoidable conflict. He couldn't, involving his children, all positive, but he made the right choice in being with his family. And he recruited the one and only Allison Collins, who we all know is one of the best speakers on the circuit and is an amazing lawyer. And she recently, when she was at the Eanes ISD, set up the Eanes ISD Police Department. So Ken and I thought that she would bring an amazing perspective of a lawyer who has recently used HB3 to make some changes in their district. And then she moved on to the Lake Travis ISD, where she is now their general counsel. And we thought she would also add an incredible perspective of being in-house in two different districts, one with an existing PD, one that set up a PD. And she also is very interested in threat assessments and wanted to talk about them. Well, she texted me last night at about 9 p.m. to say she has the flu. So if you guys could have some thoughts for Allison and some grace for us today, and we really would encourage you to participate, please, with any questions, ideas, and mostly solutions that you may have. Would you like to introduce yourself?
No, it's just me now.
Okay. Yes, sir. It's going to be you a lot.
All right. Ken Colbreth, I spent 30 years of my adult life in law enforcement, spent a good chunk of my life working in a large agency as running their SWAT team, full-time SWAT team, and then made a dumb decision and decided to go in administration and be a chief. And so I spent a little time doing that process and then retired and went to be a school district police chief. And I'm going to be very honest with you, and I've said this many times, I walked in the door thinking I knew it all because I had already done it all. And then I got to the school environment and realized, oh, my God, I don't know anything. So I spent a little time doing that, working as a chief in a police department for a school district. And at that point, really realized I found my passion in life. It's always been serving people and protecting those most vulnerable, and where else do you do that outside of a school? And so had an opportunity towards the end of that stint. I got invited post-Uvalde shooting to go down through the Texas Police Chiefs Association to do an evaluation of their department to help them stand up their organization back post-shooting. And so we went down there and spent several days down there, learned a lot, had a lot of eye-opening experiences, and hope that we will figure out how we can share those today. And then I'm now at Region 4. We've built this new team at the Region 4. And so it's all designed to support schools, both in the mental health side and the physical side. And I think Chief Scott said that their desire is to increase the posture of school safety. And we like to say at the ESC level, we're there to increase capacity of those who are operationally putting those things into practice. And so we do those supports.
You can see why I said he's going to do most of the talking today. I met Chief Colbreth when he was the chief of a school district police department. So despite how many times he has told me to call him Ken, I continue to call him Chief, and I will continue to call you Chief. So we are here to discuss House Bill 3, like you've heard several times today, but we are also here to talk about the practicalities